Okay, we are 9 Gimel Amud Beis. And again, we're dealing with a brisa, and I'm going to start again because we're going to have three different pshatim in this brisa. Yesterday we learned one, and today we're going to review that one and then go to the other two. Tana Rabbana, we're going to start from the second line of the page. Ayin Gimel Amud Beis 73b, B1. Tana Rabbana. I'm not going to read the Rashi's over again. I did the Rashi's yesterday. We are going to learn the Gemara. He saw, people, Adam saw that they were alone in a dark room, or they were sleeping under the legs of the bed. We're not afraid that they had an intimate relationship. And then right afterwards, the Rashi contradicts itself and says, we are afraid that they lived together. Now this brisa needs explanation because the brisa contradicted itself. It started off saying, we're not afraid to have a relationship, and then we say, you are afraid to have a relationship? What's going on here? My Kamar. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Babua. Haki Kamar. The first part of the saying, if you don't see the intimacy, don't assume the intimacy. That's what the first brisa is, part of the brisa is saying. And again, I want to point out, there are three different pshatim in the brisa. Pshat number one says that the beginning of the brisa is telling me, what you don't see, don't suspect. If one doesn't see the intimacy, they don't have to assume that because they were together in a dark room, that they were intimate. That's the first thing. Now the brisa continues, and that is talking about one saw them living together. The question is, did the guy marry her, the kedushin? Or did he just have znus with her? So zok the Gemara. So when it says the word chayshishim mishim znus, it means we worry that the znus was a kedushin. But if we saw exchange of money after their intimate relationship, which by the way, the Adam saw the intimate relationship, chayshishim mishim znus, then we say that it's not a kedushin, it's a znus. Now, the word chayshishim mishim znus, Rashi is a little bit bothered by it. What are we chayshish? As far as marrying a kayin, she got a get that would kick in if he dies, right? So, what are we chayshish? And if the get didn't work, then they were husband and wife. If the get does work, she's a grusha. As far as truma is concerned, in this case scenario, she had an out-of-wedlock relationship with a kosher Jew. So she can still eat truma. So what are chayshishim mishim znus? What are we afraid of? Right? The Tanakhama is saying, if you saw money pass hands, it's not kedushin, it's znus. Chayshishim usually means we have to worry that it was znus, and therefore there are consequences. There are no consequences if this is znus. Remember, the guy gave her a get that will be retroactive if he dies. So if he doesn't die, she's his wife. If he does die, then she is a widow who had an out-of-wedlock relationship with a kosher man. And we're not afraid it's kedushin. So why do we have to use the word chayshishim mishim znus? The better word would have been, ain't chayshishim mishim kedushin. There's nothing wrong with znus. I mean, again, we don't condone out-of-wedlock relationships, but it has no consequence. Because if the get was a get, then she's also a kayin anyway. And as far as truma is concerned, she would have to live with somebody she's not allowed to marry. She is allowed to marry him. So therefore, Rashi says the word chayshishim is here extra. It's because we said chayshishim mishim kedushin, so we say chayshishim mishim znus. But really, there's no chayshishim here. There's nothing, no consequences if it is znus. Really, what we mean to say is we don't assume it's kedushin. Since a payment passed hands, he handed her money, we assume that this was a payment for a relationship, non-marriage.
What if they just leave her and go on their own way? They don't live as husband and wife after.
So what's wrong?
Scaring her?
Again, I'm trying to figure out what you mean.
We
saw an intimate relationship.
I understand, but
what is chayshishin? The word chayshishin, that there's got to be consequences. What consequence is there if this is nuts? There is none. So the word chayshishin, Rashi says, It's only here because of contrast. Exactly. It's just because we said Chayshishim Mishim Kedushin, we say Chayshishim Mishim Snus. But there's really no Chayshishim. That's what Rashi speaks out. Yes, Doctor.
Doesn't something of value pass in every marriage? I mean, there has to be an item of value.
Then again, that is before they have an intimate relationship. This is talking about he had the relationship and then handed her $100. Why would he hand his wife $100 if it's his wife?
Is that a real question?
That's the Shaila. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda says. He said he's giving her a present. And the Tanakhama says when one pays right after intimacy, it's more an out-of-wedlock relationship than a kedushin. Again, the kedushin would be the bia here. There is no kedushin beforehand. No marriage took place. He was married to her, gave her a get that kicks in retroactively, and during the time when we're waiting to see if he dies or not from this illness, he had a relationship with her. So did he remarry her in case it kicks in retroactively? He remarried her, would need a second get. If not, she's a widow and would need gibum. That's our question. So the Tanakhama says people that give money after the relationship is a thing you do with a prostitute. She's not a prostitute. She was his former wife. But you do it with an out-of-wedlock relationship. You don't pay a woman that's your wife. And Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda says people give their wife presents. Let me just finish the next one. Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda, I'm Abba Zuchai Shishim Shim Kedusha. That's as far as we got yesterday, and we move on. Yes. I once in Mekadesh Bebiya, he would tell Adam that he's going into the room to marry his wife. Close the door, and that's all he has to do. Chas v'shalom. We don't want Adam to do an intimacy. Talk about they didn't want to get married as far as we know. We don't know that they wanted to get married. And there's no reason to assume they didn't get married. They were once married, and he gave her a get. If we don't see an intimate act, they just close the door. We don't assume an intimate act. And by the way, every time there's yichud between a man and a woman, that's usher. We don't assume that they live together. Nachman al-Litzan, you know how many women become usher to their husbands? The craftsperson, some shagetz, comes in to the house to do some work. And the husband's out of town. And there's nobody that can come into the house. The door is locked. Tichon. So we say she's usher to her husband? Chas v'shalom. It's usher to have yichud, but that doesn't usher to her husband, because we don't assume that yichud means bia.
But maybe it's different if we're talking about in a house or in a bedroom.
Again, theoretically, you could make that difference. But there is this man. I understand. Thank you very much. But this man, the Amen, does not make that difference. He says even if they're together under the bed, it doesn't mean anything. Dr. Gemara writes, Kaman Azla Hadam Rabba Rabba Chana Rabbi Yechanan. Now this statement is out there. This is a statement that Rabbi Yechanan said. And now we're trying to fit it in within the parameters of this brisa. This is talking about a Mishnah that we will have later on. The Mishnah says people got divorced, went privately into a room. Beis Shammai says that you don't need a second get, and Beis Hillel says you do need a second get. That's a Mishnah later on. Husband and wife were married, and he divorced her, and then they went together to a hotel, to an inn. And they were together in the room. Beis Shammai says, no second get is necessary. And Beis Hillel says, yes, a second get is necessary. Now, Rabbi Yochanan explained that machlokes. He was not going on this braisa. He was going on that Mishnah. And he said, machlokes kisharu nishnivala. The only time Beis Hillel requires a second get is if we saw the intimacy. Avaloi ru shnivala, nivrakal etchicha menu get. Rabbi Yechon explains that even Beis Hillel, who says over there that if a husband and wife got divorced and then were alone in a room, that you need a get is only if they saw intimacy. If they didn't see intimacy, being alone in a room does not mean get. Right? Now, which of the Tanoim of this Brisa would agree? And the answer is, according to this explanation, both would agree. Because the beginning of the Brisa said the same thing. If you don't see intimacy, don't assume intimacy. Which is exactly what Rabbi Yechonon said in Beis Hillel over there in the 8th Perek. He said that Beis Hillel never needs a new get unless you actually saw the intimacy, which what this Brisa says. Right? Everybody agrees. If you see intimacy, chayshishim shum kedushin. The only shaila is if you gave money afterwards, which they're not talking about. But if you don't see intimacy, this Brisa clearly said, don't worry about that there was intimacy, which is exactly what Rabbi Yechonon said. So Rabbi Yechonon's explanation of the Mishnah Hazirik fits into this Brisa perfectly. It fits in according to both Mandi Amram. Kaman, Kedivri Yako, Rashi, Kaman Osloha, the Uki Rabbi Yechonon Bahazirik. Rabbi Yechonon, the 8th Berik, says, Machloikis Beishame Beisoba Megarish Ishtoi. The case there is a person divorced his wife. No condition, nothing. He divorced his wife. And then they were together in an inn. The Matzuchel of Beisil Gatsheni, the Mishnah says that Beisil needs a second get. Rabbi Yechonon says it's B'sharu Shenivala. It's only if we saw intimacy. Avaloi Ruhu Loichashina. Kaman, Kedivri Yako. The Bein L'Tanakama, Bein L'Rabbi Yechonon Amina. In this bride, so we said, according to both opinions, the Hechid Loi Ruhu Loichashina. The only fly in the ointment here was whether he passed money. That's when you have a machloikas. But if not, everybody would agree. No intimacy that we saw, don't worry about it. Yes, intimacy, you need it to get. The only machloikas is if he passed money afterwards. So this brisa fits into Rabbi Yechonon's explanation perfectly. Zok de Gemara, Maskav Habayim. Dr. Abaya, that's a great shot that you said, Rabbi Bavua. But I got a big problem, and that is meaning Ksavim Ktani. Do you see the word money in the Brisa? They took a Brisa, they said shot, and they added that he gave her money. The Brisa said no word about money. All the Brisa said is, Chayshishin Mishum Zuz, Ve'en Chayshishin Mishum Kedushin. Rabbi Yehudi said, yes, Chayshishin Mishum Kedushin. So we came along and we made up a pshat. I don't use the word made up in a bad way, chas v'shalom. Rabbi Bavu said pshat that everybody thinks it's kedushin if we saw an intimacy. If he handed her money, it's a machloikas. Does the Brisa say a word about money? Where does money come into play here? You're adding a whole new facet to the Brisa that's not there.
Do we have to add those words?
Well, we have to, if not, what are they arguing about?
Again, since when is the
Mishnah so clear? Brisa. Abaya says, you don't make up something that the Brisa doesn't even allude to. He doesn't like Rabbi Bavu's pshat. Rabbi Bavu is adding to a Brisa, and I don't see it in my Brisa. That's what he said. You know, I am not being Madama, but sometimes somebody will tell you a pshat in the Tysus, and you look at Tysus, and he's not saying what the guy says. So you hand him a pen and say, here, write it in. If you think that's Titus, please fill it in, because Titus doesn't say it. In a different level, in Chas V'Shalom, Abaye is saying that to Rabbi Bavu. I don't see money in this price. You added a whole new thing that doesn't exist. Now, he's not as mean as I am. Well, I would tell the guy, here's a pen, write it in. He didn't say that. He just said he doesn't understand shot in the price. I am holding a pencil, so you would give him a pencil. Yeah.
Part about... is enough, I mean, if you have to see it or not, that everyone agrees with, right?
Again, we have to say pshat in the Brisa. At this point, the pshat in the Brisa, everybody agreed to that. We'll see the new pshat in the Brisa. We have to have a pshat in the Brisa. We had one pshat in the Brisa, and that was Rabbi Bavua's pshat in the Brisa. But Rabbi Bavua added a facet to the Brisa. Money. We don't see the word money in the Brisa. Therefore, Abaye says that's not shot in the Brisa. He's going to say a different shot in the Brisa. And then we'll see what everybody agrees to and doesn't agree to. Everybody's going to have to learn this Brisa.
The Brisa doesn't say anything about not witnessing either.
Yes, it did. It said, and then it said, Chashishim Shimznus, after it said, don't worry about it. The Brisa sent conflicting messages. That was the problem. started off saying, FTC, Yichud, don't worry about it. And then it said, yes, you do worry about it. So, again, at this, we're learning Pshat in the Braisa. We had one Pshat in the Braisa, we have a problem with it. Abaya has a problem with it. We're going to see a new Pshat in the Braisa. At the end of the day, there will be three different ways to read the Braisa.
Does Abaya have a problem with it?
Again, no, so far not. But we don't know what his Pshat in the Braisa is. We'll see what he ends up with. Zogt Gemara Elam Rabbi, a different shot in the Braisa. Ruhu Shenivalov, Chayshishim Shemznus, Ve'en Chayshishim Shem Kedushin. He says, Ruhu Shenivalov. So he learns the same thing. If we didn't see a relationship, don't worry about anything. He agrees to that point, like Dr. Harris pointed out a minute ago, that if you don't see, don't worry. Which is what we said. First time. He's learning Chayshishim Shemznus is saying, even if you see a relationship, don't worry about Kedushin. Even if you see the intimacy, you don't have to worry about it, only that they're being Mizana. You don't have to assume Kedushin. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, true, if you see them being intimate, you have to worry about Kedushin. The new chat in the Braisa. First part of the Braisa is saying, don't see, don't worry about, which is what we said according to Rabbi Barbua. Rabbi Barbua always said that everybody agrees if you see intimacy, it's Kedushin. Money changes hands. Abai saying that's not Pshat. The Tanakhama is saying, even if you see intimacy, don't assume Kedushin. And Rabbi Yossi is saying, it's not true. You see Kedushin. Seeing intimacy, you have to be afraid that it's Kedushin. That's a new shot in the Braisa. No money. No extra words. Simple reading of the Braisa. Now let's go to Rabbi Yochanan's statement, who said that Beis Hillel said, if you see intimacy, you need a get. That means that would only go like Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. Tanakhama, even if you see intimacy, you don't need a get. Tanakhama would learn there's no such Beis Hillel.
Is that a problem?
Usually, nobody argues on Beis Hillel, except Beis Shammai. We usually don't take Beis Shammai's side. But not everybody has to agree that there's such a Beis Hillel. This statement that we had, which Rabbi Yochanan interpreted, that when you see an intimacy, Beis Hillel is saying you assume Kedushin, is going like Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. It's not going like the Tanakhama. It's not a problem. It just has to be spoken out. Rashi. If the Tana said the word ksafim, you don't forget to mention money. If money is a factor, it's in the Braisa. Sometimes you'll tell me the Tana didn't write clearly, but he didn't forget to mention a concept called money. That's going to be the Gemara's next problem. And according to the way Abaya learns, what does Rabbi Yosef mean? Af. Af bezu chayshishim mishim kedushin. Whoever said anything about kedushin. What should have said is chayshishim mishim snus. Rabbi Yosef you remember, chayshishim mishim kedushin. What's af bezu chayshishim mishim kedushin? What's af? Also in this case, what's also? We have one case. You saw intimacy. Tanakhama said, doesn't mean anything. Comes Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and says, yes, it does. So it's af. Even in this case. What do you mean even? What other case are we talking about? Now, according to Rabbi, that was not a problem. Because Rabbi said, everybody is worried about Kedushin when we see a beer. We only not worried about it if there's money. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, also by money we worry about it. The word also made sense. But according to Abaya, we're talking about one case. The guy saw, they saw intimacy. Tanakhama says that's not marriage. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it is marriage. So what's us? Not also. It's chayshishim mishum kedushin. That's going to be Rava's kasha and Abaya. Come on, Asla, Rashi. Haduukah Rabbi Yochanan libe de Beis Hillel. That which Rabbi Yochanan told us according to Beis Hillel. Da'echad deru tzricha get. That when we see it, we need a get. Now who is that going like? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Yehuda with Tanakhama. Tanakhama says there's no such Beis Hillel. Why? And this is the Rashi that I was alluding to. No Tana. Leave Beis Hillel to go like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, this is an interesting concept. And this is the way it is in the whole Shas. When there are two opinions, we have no problem saying one Tana holds like this opinion, one Tana holds like the other opinion. But it's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we don't say that. Because the Gemara uses the term Beis Shammai b'malkum Beis Hillel ein mishnah. Once that Bas Kol came out and said that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, everybody goes like Beis Hillel, unless you are from Beis Shammai. All later Tanoim, which this time is later because Rabbi Yehoshua Rabbi Yehuda was in the latest generation, all Tanoim post Bas Kol, unless they learned in Shammai's yeshiva, go like Beis Hillel.
Do you know who those are?
Yeah. The Gemara sometimes says on certain Tanoim that they come from Beis Shammai. Namely, Rabbi Eliezer. According to some Rishonim, the Gemara uses the word Rabbi Eliezer Shemutehu, which means he was a Cherem. Tyson says that's not what it means. It means he came from Shammai. But again, it's an interesting concept. Beis Shammai was like half a Klal Yisrael. I shouldn't say half. They were less than Beis Hillel. But they were chashim and tamid and chachamim. The Gemara had a shayla who be paska like. But once that Basko came out, that look is like Beis Hillel, it's like Beis Shammai doesn't get any hearing anymore from the later Tanoim. Now the Arizal tells us that when Mashiach comes, we'll paska like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai lived in a different universe than Beis Hillel did. Meaning they were both true. Beis Hillel lived in one level, at least paskin in one level of Torah. Beis Shammai paskin in a different level of Torah. And the Basko was telling us that in the world we live in, we're in a Beis Hillel world. But the Arizal says that when Mashiach comes, the world will be a different level. And at that point, we'll be in a Beis Shammai world. And the halacha will be like Beis Shammai. Again, don't ask me any questions, because I don't understand Kabbalah anyway, but that's what the Arizal says. Now, there is a Mandi Amar there, in the Masechtas, in the 8th Perek, who says the Beis Hillel needs a get even if we didn't see intimacy. Now, the second shot is not agreeing to that. The second shot is saying if you don't see intimacy. But like command the Muki Pulutayu Abishloi Roa Nivola. Abai is not saying that it's going like that Mandi Amar who says the Beis Hillel needs a get even if we don't see it. Tahoka Kileru Kulamaitla Kashinan. Because here, the way Abai is learning, what you don't see, you don't worry about. So Rashi is pointing out that Rabbi Yechon fits into Rabbi Yechon Bar Yehuda, but there's another pshat in the 8th Perek that wouldn't fit into this Rashi. Maskev LaRava. So Rava asked a question on the second interpretation. In Cain, my ass. If we're talking about one case, when we saw intimacy, and the Tanakhama says assume Kedushin, and don't assume Kedushin, and Rabbi Yechon Bar Yehuda says you do, why is Rabbi Yechon said also? Also this, we are worried. What do you mean also? What other case are we talking about? Okay. Yes.
So
does Rava.
Mandi Amar says that if two people go in the room, I mean, this husband, wife, or whatever, I don't know if it's... So, according to that Mandi Amar, why by Zona, sorry, by Sota, do we give her a drink?
Can we learn the Gemara? As soon as we finish to the two dots, we will address your question. Just like give the Gemara a few more minutes to explain itself. El Amar Rava, Haki Kamar. Rabbi Yitzib, and this is Rabbi Yitzib, I believe he's saying. Af loy ru sheniv alachash shem shem kedushin. This is a third shot in the Braisa. The Tanakhama is saying, if you don't see kedushin, if you don't see intimacy, there's no Kedushin. And even if you see intimacy, there's no Kedushin. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I argue on both halves. Not only is there Kedushin if you see intimacy, but also, the word also, even if you don't see intimacy, you're Chayshish Mishim Kedushin. Which means he holds Beis Hillel needs a get if we see them walking into a room. Enough to want to get. Doctor, the command also had the Amar Rabba Mavachan Rabbi Yechon Machlekes v'Shirut Shenivel Avloi Rut Shenivel Dvarcha Einetich Hamenaget. Rabbi Yechon says the Beis Hillel never said that. Come on, the like a chash. It won't fit in with this brisa. Is it going to this brisa? Tanakhama is saying even with intimacy you don't need a get. And the Rebbe is saying even without intimacy you need a get. So nobody differentiates between yes intimacy and not intimacy in this raisa. So Rabbi Yochanan and Pshat and Beis Hillel would not fit into any of these tanoim. They would say Beis Hillel never said it. Now, Rabbi Kohn asked a question. So every time people have yichud, right, are you going to ask a woman to her husband? Are you going to assume intimacy? Which is Rabbi Yossi says. And the answer is, only with people that had a previous relationship. A husband and a wife who know each other well and have lived together many a time, if they go alone into a room post again, you got to get, then you say they had intimacy. Then you assume intimacy. According to Rabbi Yossi of Yehuda. Which is, according to one man, the other, Rav Shat and Beis Hillel. But it's only because they were once husband and wife. They already have that way of getting along. They already know each other. It's a different thing than when a person is alone with a woman that he doesn't have no shaykhus to. We don't ask her a woman because of yichud chas v'shalom. But this is a former husband and wife. They've been husband and wife for 47 years.
But
they're
not husband and wife. There's one
Yemen
that says we're not
choshes shenivula,
right?
According to everybody, we're not
choshes shenivula.
Okay,
so we're not choshes shenivula.
Right.
So therefore, by sota.
There she was warned.
And therefore?
Once she was warned, then we are choshes that maybe she was nivula. That's why we drink. That's why she drinks sota pop.
That was my question. Why?
The sota pop.
Yeah, we've said this before.
Yes. I just like the chazar. Yeah, go ahead. Chazar is good.
But so this makes it, that makes it worse. Because
she was warned. Made the husband suspicious. Why did he warn her? Don't go into a room with Pliny. You're hanging around Pliny too much. Stay away from Pliny. He warned her. Why did he warn her? So one of two reasons. Either he's paranoid, and then she's got a problem on her hands, or he really is suspicious. The Gemara is a machlokes. Why do husbands warn wives? Is it because they're really suspicious or because they're paranoid? And if she's married to a paranoid guy, she's in trouble. Every time he turns around, he's going to accuse her of doing something else. I think it's Dabbe.
Maybe these
Gemaras
are not very clear.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not
like this. It's not like this. Yes.
But if it's paranoid, why would we make her drink?
We don't know what the husband is. It could be paranoia that caused him to warn her. But he warned her. So the Torah says if you warn your wife, this is the consequence.
Why do we care what he is?
Halachically, we don't care. It doesn't make a difference.
Right.
But the Gemara does analyze, it psychoanalyzes whether it's a good thing to warn your wife or not. One man the Amor says it's a mitzvah, and one man the Amor says don't do it. Because you make trouble for yourself. Now again, if a guy's really suspicious, there are other ways to try to alleviate his suspicion without warning his wife. Warning his wife has consequences. If they go in a roll in a room, he's asked to her. But it's not that. Somebody warns his wife, don't go alone in a room with
Plony.
And she goes into a room with Plony, she's asked to her husband. No, it's not a good idea. Ever. Forever. Because there's no soap to pop today. But that's who she's asked
to. Yeah, to her own husband.
He's the one that warned her. We have Adam that she went into a room privately with him. We need Adam. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Afloy Ru. Mayaf, I'm sorry. No Khashasha this no swat Dabki Khashasha. Lakuli. Khashasha's nose had no consequences. We spoke about that before. Lame Thailand Isab is no saying Khashish the Kadush. Rabbi Isa Abel Mamer Khashish the Kadush. The Ain title Lakub is nose. Rabbi is not adding also, he's just saying, Chayshish and the Kedushin. Afloy Ru, the Kivish Arush in the Shechta, Eide HaYichud, Hein Eide Bia. And Rashi speaks out. The Kivin, the Gaisi HaDadi, I guess the best word for geisi is friendly. They're friendly to each other. But it really means they've been there, done that. Cheshish in Lubina. To like a chad, the Tanak Ila Tanakama. I feel the Ru'u Nami. Amar Taitlum is no sign of Chichiga. Even we saw it. We were a geisi, Kilai Ru'u Nami Kamar Cheshish. Was sphere like Kamal the Muki Asim Bukhtai Bishloi Ru'u. Kamatsuko Beisil Get. This rubber will hold like the Mandama that says the Beisil said. Even if we don't see, you need a get, like Rabbi Yaisi by Yehuda. End of this one. Mahi ba'isin hayamim. We're back to the Mishnah. Now, Rashi explained the Mishnah of Mahi ba'isin hayamim is not the guy who said mahayim. It's the case of the guy who said the little while before he dies, it should be a get. And the machlokes in the Mishnah was, do we rely on future clarification or not? Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda says, do we rely on future clarification? Therefore, she's an anxious ish till the last minute before he dies. And if she did nus, even if he ends up dying from the illness, she'd still violate an anxious ish because the get did not kick in until a moment before she died. Rabbi Yossi says, since we don't rely on Brera, at any moment might be the moment before he was supposed to die, even though he didn't end up dying, but that was the time he was supposed to die, and therefore the get kicked in. And we don't know. So it's a suffix, so she brings in Asham Tali. Whoever lives with her would be living with a suffix, Ashish, because we never know at the time that the get was written what was the moment that he was supposed to die. And we don't rely on future clarification to ascertain that that was the moment he was supposed to die. That was Amber Ebra. And yesterday, someone who doesn't like to be talked about in great praise asked the question, L'chaira Ein Brera should mean that it's not a get at all. I said I would look it up. I did not. I apologize.
It's nothing to do with Yichud anymore, right?
It's a totally different thing. This is, she had a relationship with another man. Did you hear yesterday when somebody asked the question?
I'm not saying who asked it.
I mean, it's not a get.
I'm surprised that Dr. Harris didn't get all nervous. He's asking about it. He was supposed to die, but he didn't die until later.
We went through this yesterday.
Yeah, I'm saying, but I'm surprised that he did.
This is only if he dies. If he dies, then it's Mugareshis, Reina Mugareshis. But if he recovers, then for sure she was an Ashes Ish. The get wasn't the get. Frankly, Gemara, the Chimesh Havigita, the Kaimel and the Enget Lachamisa. How can he give a get posthumously? The Gemara is understanding that the get kicks in posthumously. The case is talking about, he said he wants to divorce her right before he dies. That's what Rashi spoke out in the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara is speaking about.
Then it would be a valid get.
According to one Mandi Yama, and according to the other Mandi Yama, it's a suffix get, because we don't know when he was supposed to die. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Tana Bavachi Yamas, Avim Loi Meis, Igloi Milsit Lav Gitru. He never ends up dying from this illness, so then it was never a get. The Chayim Chattas. Prachina Bainler Rabbi Yaisi the Mashmula Eishes is Suffolk. Bainler Rabbi Yehuda the Mashmula Eishes is Vadai. The Chimai Shei Chavigita. How can it be a get? Because the Dulu Havigit Lemafrei Mishas Mazira. Right? It's not going back retroactively from the day he gave it. And Kain Lavigit Ad Lachamisa. The Gemara doesn't understand that there's a middle point. The Gemara says either it's retroactive from the day he gave it to her, or it's posthumous, and you can't give a get posthumously. Shani Amar Rabbi Masnitzel Labayim and Mayayim and Macy. This case is not talking about when he said Mayayim. Now he vada l'chimayis, he goyim l'savi get m'shas nesina. Then retroactively, it's a get from the day he gave it, Rabbala Putter. And Labayim and Macy had he ba'ayim l'avi get. He said from right before I die. L'chavim Yehuda samach l'misa chayav get. And we call her anxious ishi. She's for sure an anxious ish, till before he dies. The Macy savar, m'shas nesina m'sap kalon, dilma zuhi shahas mucha l'misa. This might be the time that's close to Misa. Rabbi get suffic. We now see that he lived. And he didn't. That wasn't the time he was supposed to die. Ein Brera, we don't know. Ein Brera says, we don't know. That's how Rashi learns the sukkah.
Is it similar to when somebody goes to war? You have to get? Is there a difference? They're different mechanics.
The Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, by a guy that goes to war. The Gemara in Shuvos, Daf Tes, brings the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if a guy that went to war gave a get out tanai, which is the way Rashi learned, or he gave a get quietly without a tanai.
He gave her a get,
non-conditional.
If he comes back, then he has to
remarry her. See, the Mishaila is how to learn David HaMelech. The Gemara answers that David HaMelech did not live with an Eish HaSish because Uriah never came back. So Rashi says there was a get given a Tanai, and since Uriah never came back, it was a retroactive get, so he didn't live with an Eish HaSish. Tractatus, he didn't know whether Uriah was going to come back, so how could he live with her? At that point, he didn't know that Uriah was not going to come back. So Zoktaisis, what it means is, they used to give a get quietly. And the reason they gave it quiet is they didn't want people to start going after women whose husbands went to war, trying to marry them. So it was done very under QT. But David HaMelech knew it was done. And therefore, since he knew it was done, he knew she was not an Eish HaSish.
Isn't that Mar Zion?
Yes, I'm not getting involved in the story of David HaMelech. That's a great story, and in Meir Shem, somebody goes to a Navi Shir to explain David HaMelech, it would be a different story. But at this point, we're learning this Gemara. He asked me a question, I gave him an answer. What? Not that I know of. No. The Mishnah Sanhedrin discusses whether a king's widow can marry anybody else. But a king can marry whoever he wants. He's not restricted. I mean, a kosher Jew. Tana Rabbanan. Yamim Shebintayim. In the days between the giving of the get and his death, in a case of Me'esh Ani Ba'ilam, Rashi, Shebintayim, the last Rashi on the page, Bein Nesina Lamisa, between the giving of the get and when he expires. As far as the husband's rights, he's entitled to a mitziah, a ma'isiyadayim, he can cancel her nedarim, the yarsha, and if she dies, he can yarshin her, and if he's a kayan, he can be matamit to her. Because if she dies, obviously the get is not kicking in. Right? And this is the Tanakhama talking to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it kicks in the moment before he actually dies. Well, he didn't actually die yet, so therefore it's a not good get. The get did not kick in, and his wife died, and he gave him a time to her. Can't, right? The get won't kick in anymore. She's dead. Kolos shodaver, how he kissed to the choldaver. Oshein et shichamenu get shein. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this kicks in the moment before he dies. Until then, she's 100% his wife. He yarshins her, he's matama her, all the halachas of a husband to a wife, it's still his wife. She's a total Eish HaSish.
Why would you think otherwise?
Because if you all, we'll see in a minute, if you have a mayor, because this is all based on the fact that Yesh Breira, that at this moment, is not the moment before he dies. How do I know that? Wait 3 minutes, he didn't die. So obviously this is not the moment before he dies. But if one holds Ein Breira, this might have been the moment. Again, what? It's interesting because the Gemara does not address, if you hold Ein Breira, what happens to all her money? The Gemara does not address it. I'm not sure. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef says that it's not a get. Right? I mean, sorry, she's a suffocation ish. So what happens to her Yerusha? What happens to her Maisi Adayim? What happens to her Afaris Nadarim? The Gemara never comes back and addresses it. So maybe Archcole brings down somebody that does. I didn't see anybody that does. They only talk about whether she's an Eish HaSish or something Eish HaSish vis-a-vis living with somebody.
Well, how about Motz Mechaveiro?
Again, I said I don't know.
I
know, but I don't know why the Gemara doesn't bring down that according to the other Mandiyam, she keeps her money. I don't know. It doesn't address it. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara does not go back and say, what happens according to the other man, the Amrim, vis-a-vis all the husband rights? Can he be made for a Nadarim or not made for a Nadarim? That's not only money. That's for my sister.
Rameir says it's hanging, meaning we don't know. We don't know because, again, Rashi learns that Rameir holds that Me'eshani Ba'ila means from today. It means that it's retroactive from the time he gave it. Even if he says Me'eshani Ba'ila, he does not mean to say from the moment before he dies. He means to say that if he doesn't recover from the illness, it'll be a get retroactive. Right? So now, therefore, according to a mayor, if she lives with somebody now, she's not a Vaday Eshesish, we'll have to wait and see if he dies from the illness, and then we'll know.
She recovers, then she's for sure an
Eshesish. She recovers, then she was an Eshesish. If he doesn't recover, then she wasn't an Eshesish. So Tluya means we have to wait and see. Let it hang. Rashi, so he dies or gets up. He's saying it means from the day he gave the get. We'll have to wait it out. The guy is sick, we'll just wait it out. If he recovers, then she was lived as an Eshesish. She has to bring a chatas. We're talking about she did a b'shagi. And if she doesn't recover, then she's a fine, then she was a divorcee. We just don't know. We have to wait it out. But it wasn't braver, Shiloh, because he didn't say from the moment before he dies, even though he used the word Meishani B'aylam, he meant when he's giving her to get. That's what Rameh translates those words to me. Rabbi Yaisi, I remember lost the suffix. Rabbi Yaisi is the same one in the Mishnah. And he says, a brera. He meant the moment before he dies, but we don't know when that is. The Chachamim, I remember, Gugureshes, Reinim, Gugureshes. And the Chachamim say, the same as Rabbi Yaisi, except they use different wording. Instead of using suffix, they use the word Gugureshes, Reinim, Gugureshes, and the Gemara is going to want to know, what are they saying? They're just repeating Rabbi Yaisi. Ubavad, Shiyamas. However, if he ends up recovering, then for sure the get wasn't a get, because there's no Meishani Ba'ilam, and therefore she would be an Eshesish. Rashi, the B'yai Zemir B'los Tesavik, Shiyamas, the Masim Le Meishani Ba'ilam, B'yam Masap Kalon, he's Mesupik, Ashaz B'ya, Igrusha Avo Eloi, was she a Grusha or not? Shem Zu, Shah Ruya Lismach Lamisa, maybe this was the time he was supposed to die. Shemena, so maybe the but if he ends up recovering, that means he wasn't supposed to die. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Yaisi does not say if he recovers, maybe he was supposed to die and he recovered. If he recovered, he was supposed to recover. If he's supposed to die, the time of death can change. But if he recovers, we don't say, well, maybe he was supposed to die and he recovered. We don't say that. Mechatas vadai. Mugureshes vein the Mugureshes. The Gemara is going to explain that the difference between Rabbi Yaisi and the Chachamim, who say Megureshes and Megureshes, is whether the husband has to feed her at this point. And we'll see that when we get there. But they both agree it's a suffix if you bring an Ashim Tali. Yes?
We're sort of trying to figure out what Shemayim wants. Are we making a tie based on what we think Shemayim wants?
We don't know. Ein Brera means we never know whether this was supposed to be the moment before he died. And the fact that he didn't die 3 minutes later, doesn't prove anything. Means that if he dies 3 minutes later, that's when he was supposed to die. And if he doesn't die 3 minutes later, he wasn't supposed to die then.
And it's not testing Shemayim.
I don't like to use those words. I don't get involved in Shemayim. I leave Shemayim, Lashem. A hard enough time with the Oretz left and with my Adam. I don't know how it works. I was just joking when I said that term. What I meant to say is, I have no idea what happens.
If he was to die for another cause, that's telling the Gemara we had before.
Yeah, it's the Gemara we had before. Which the Gemara said, depends on the Shriach, Loi Shriach.
And why is he bringing Kabbalah now?
She was Mazana.
Yeah.
with his wife.
No, this is a guy that she, this woman was out with a stranger.
Both of them. Have
yeah, we're talking about what carbon has to be brought. Chatas, asham. We're going to remain or none at all. If we wait and see, if he dies, it's retroactive all the way from the beginning, so then she wasn't enough. Don't think about it.
But not Misa, does the Brerithim work also, the Machlokas also by not Misa? This should have happened, like
rain tomorrow.
What was the answer to that?
I said that it depends on Brera, but the way the Gemara said in the third Perek, it's not a get when it depends on Brera. And here we're saying it's a suffix get.
Yeah,
I asked that. That was the question that wonderful person asked.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how about the circumstance, rain and other things that are...
So Tysus back in the third Perek spoke out that the difference between Tznai and Brera is Tznai is within your control or your das to keep. Meaning you have the ability, one of the parties involved in the transaction can either carry it out or not carry it out.
Rain is not one.
Rain is not included in your
right.
repertoire.
Who
you cannot make
it.
What?
Walks
again, it's not true. Because only you have making the condition. There's no other party involved. Right. In a transaction of a sale, you need to be...
No controls over who walks
in the door. In a Konami, that's why it's not a get. A Brero. That was the question of the wonderful person who asked... I'm not saying his name. No, but I'm thinking that's Dr. Harris. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So then, it's a so good question. So call me a gooder now, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
It's Thursday, not tomorrow.
I prepare. Who's Hema Gudanian though?
What has it got to do with this Gemara? It's not part of Masechta's getting. Don't think about it. When they asked the Rakachava to write a letter in support of Aguda, so he wrote a letter where Aguda is in Shas, every time the word Aguda is mentioned in Shas. So in the letter it says I am, it doesn't say anything about any organization. They asked him about Aguda, so he wrote every place it says Aguda in Shas, but he didn't mention what it says, he just says I am Gemara there, a whole letter. So the person who got it, Nebuch, was not a Talmud Chacham, and didn't know what happened. He didn't know what the Ragachev wrote, he started a letter of Ragachev about Aguda, so he printed it in the paper that the Ragachev was first Aguda. But anybody had read the letter, so it had nothing to do with Aguda, all he wrote was where it says Aguda in Shas. So he just had to sit down. He didn't need a search in the computer. He had his computer. And all he did was write down where it says the word Aguda in Shas. I don't know if it says that Masech is getting. I really don't know. What?
Why did he do that?
I have no idea. But that's what he did.
He was not interested in writing a letter.
See, if they asked him Aguda, he wrote down where it says Aguda in Shas. You know what I mean? He had every place. You know, trust me, he had every place. They say he was smarter than Einstein, much smarter than Einstein. He's the one that caught the Shalmi and Kutchin. Somebody put out a fake, something I can't imagine anybody doing today. Somebody put out a fake Shalmi and Kutchin, meaning he said he found the Shalmi and Kutchin, and he put it out with his parish. And the guy was brilliant enough that in certain places he wrote that he doesn't understand the Shalmi. The very Yerushalmi that he wrote, he didn't understand. He got a scummer from Gedalim because it was every time a Risha mentioned the Yerushalmi in Kutchim, he had it in his Yerushalmi. He knew it all. The Ragachever found like 40 contradictions. It says it's impossible that this is Yerushalmi. And he admitted that he forged it.
The whole
Yerushalmi in Kutchim. The yeshiva has a copy, and tells the yeshiva they have a copy. It was printed. I guess in those days you made money out of printing swarm. Why else would a guy spend so many years forging Yerushalmi and Kutchum? In fact, it was brilliant because he knew every time a Rishon brought down a Yerushalmi and Kutchum that he could put it in there. And he wrote Yerushalmi style, and he had Yerushalmi Amaroyim, and he wrote a parish on it, and sometimes wrote Leidati Perushai. And he got a scummer from Gedalim. They were all impressed that he found the Yerushalmi and Kutchum. And then the Ragachev came along and found like 40 contradictions. that only he could find, and that was that.
There is none, or is it we don't know it, we don't have it?
There's supposed to be a Shami and Kashim that we don't have. Whether there really is one, I don't know. You cite him, quote him. Then it must be one. That's what everybody assumed. And then he came and gave one.
How can that be one?
Don't ask me. I don't know. Everybody said that'd be wonderful.